From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The White House at this hour is refusing to release any details of a G20 summit dinner conversation that took place earlier this month between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders told reporters on Wednesday this was a social dinner and that was the nature of the evening. Reporters had pressed her about the topics the two leaders discussed. Looking back at news coverage of the Trump-Putin meeting a day earlier, when the encounter first became known in the United States, Sanders said it was, quote, a little bit ridiculous to describe the two presidents' chats as a private conversation when more than two dozen other national leaders and interpreters were sitting nearby and in plain view during a formal dinner in a large dining room. However, many foreign diplomats, political commentators, and Democratic lawmakers repeated the same phrase Wednesday when asked about the second extended Trump-Putin conversation. It's not normal. Republican lawmakers expressed renewed confidence they could overhaul America's healthcare system after meeting with President Trump Wednesday evening. He told them to cancel their August recess unless former President Barack Obama's healthcare law, known as Obamacare, is dismantled. Leading senior Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas, upon returning to the Capitol, said, "The differences are narrowing. There's more optimism that we could vote on a repeal and replace bill rather than just a repeal bill." You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Talks aimed at breaking down